3 on this Wednesday night. Tomorrow night, David John Oates will be here and Jim Mars. David has been working very hard on the debate, and we'll find out what kind of reversals he was able to pull from that. Should be very interesting. I'm going to mention to David the obvious that it was all rigged. We'll find out. We'll see what Hillary says. Even though she was reading memorized responses, her real subconscious, if she still has one, will speak through it. And we'll find out. That's tomorrow night. Standing by now in Los Angeles, the greater Los Angeles area, if you can call it great, is Jordan Maxwell. Jordan, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
How are you, my friend?
Comparatively well, everything considered. Jeff, I'm doing the best I can, watching all the lunacy.
It's putrid, really putrid.
It really is.
You know what I wish for you? I wish you were in a convertible with a couple of friends out there at the Little Alien getting ready to go for a drive at night.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I wish I could be up there. And I used to go up and do lectures and seminars.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. So many great people were there. There would be tons of people there at the Little Alien.
Yeah.
And we'd go out. We go out later, after dinner, everybody would pile out into the yard and take the lawn chairs, and we could sit out there and talk all night under the stars, and we're videotaping it. It was all wonderful, great stuff. We're among friends talking about all kinds of strange things, and of course having incredible experiences up there. Yeah, it was a wonderful time. And I know that there's some very legitimate stuff going on up there, and I agree. I wish I could go back to the good old days, to the days when life was fun and there was a lot going on that I could do. Today, I don't feel very strong enough to do much of anything at my age.
Well, how can anyone of sound mind and heart really get excited? It's tough to get excited about life anymore. It's just hard. We're beaten down constantly, nonstop with the media, nonstop fear, nonstop stress, nonstop impoverishment. 95 million Americans out of the job force. This is a horror. It's a terrible thing. And now we're looking at the end of our nation. When enough Muslims come in here, they will take this down and it'll never recover. That's the plan. That's what they want. They, the controllers, are planning on doing. Just like they've done to Europe. The same thing. We're targeted. I got an email earlier tonight from a friend who's in Mexico. He said, he's in Chiapas, I guess. He said that there are all kinds of black African migrants that have been moved in there.
Well, like you said,
and they're on the way.
Yeah, and the worst part of it is that this is the real truth behind it, is that once this republic is completely gone, it will, and there's no doubt in my mind, it will never ever come back in any way, shape, or form. There won't be any more rise of the individual freedom, liberty, and justice for all kind of thinking. It's going to be lost forever. And your great-grandchildren, your grandchildren will have lost the vision. There will be no more vision of freedom, liberty, decency, honor. It will be gone from the human family forever. And 500 years from today, nobody will ever even consider such a thing as human freedom, if there's even humans on the earth. And so
right.
I just know that whatever it is we're losing it for good. It will never come back. So,
no, it won't. I'm wondering, I mean, how many times have we heard these people come forward saying, yes, I'm an abductee. I'm a contactee, and I've been told I'm to be an ambassador. I'm supposed to tell everyone that the planet is in trouble and let them know that it can be saved. These people, there's so much. And that was even before the internet. And now, what do people who want to try to find out generally what's really going on do, Jordan? When they go into the internet, it's like walking across a busy boulevard with your eyes closed. You don't know what the hell's going on. And everybody says they've got the truth. It's like a supplement. You've got to have this supplement or you will not survive. You've got to watch this website or you will not survive. We have the truth. But it's crap. It's all CIA. It's all government. They have penetrated the alternative news media so much that some of the biggest names in alternative news are absolutely government assets, and you'll never know it. You'll never know. You'll never know.
Well, it makes sense. Like the movie Godfather, you know, Godfather goes out and makes people a deal they can't refuse. You either work with us or you don't work at all. And so that's exactly what's happening. Little by little, like you said, the people are being taken in, usurped, bought out, frightened, or murdered, whatever. So that little by little, the opposition is being eaten away. And again, you go back to Hollywood and watch the movies like Time Machine.
Yeah,
the original
one with
Robert Taylor. The original one was really scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really scary because it's really true.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And because in the movie Time Machine made back in the 50s, so well done, but it showed how the people were very docile. They had no will of their own.
No will to live. No will to fight. No will
they
to push
no
back.
No will to do anything.
Not
nothing.
To question anything. Nothing. Totally submissive. Total.
They just sat there all day long. They just sat there by the stream, by the river, and talked with each other. And then when the girl, if you'll remember in the movie, the girl, one of the girls, fell in the river, and she was being swept away, and she's, you know, she's yelling for help, and she's being swept away, and everybody just sitting there,
just looked,
picking
they
their
just
nails,
looked at her.
Talking to each other, and she just and she goes, you know, floating by, screaming. Nobody even looks up.
Nope.
Nobody even cares.
Nope. I don't want to get involved. Nope. Not my problem.
Nothing to do with me. Nothing here. So, and I see that today. I'm just amazed. I don't know what can be done, because the bottom line on all of this is education, and the people are not educated. The people of this country and of North America, and the people generally of the world, but especially North America, are totally uneducated. They really are. If you watch these television shows, they're really chronically funny but crazy. To watch these shows about, you know, go on the web to YouTube and just type in Americans are stupid. And watch all of these different 20-minute, half-hour shows where people come here from Canada and from around the world and interview Americans.
Right.
And watch the stupidity of the Americans. It is incredible. And even talking to politicians, it's astounding. Just go on the web and watch it. Watch the American people making a fool out of themselves, because generally speaking, America is ignorant, ill-informed, ignorant, and it's frightening, because I know what's coming with a nation that has no knowledge of its past, where it is now, or where it's headed, and the young people, they don't have a chance in hell, because they have no idea of what it was before. You know, they have young people today in college and high schools, they know something's wrong, but what they don't know is, no, it's going to get a lot worse. There's a destruction of a civilization on the earth, and it's a well-organized, highly financed, well-organized destruction.
I got some material today from a friend, and it goes back to 20 years, and it involved the cult, the satanic, Luciferian, child abuse, child sex, pedophile cult that is firmly embedded at the highest levels of international government.
Yep.
All right, and this is going back 20 years. This is an investigation by the FBI and other government agencies. And they were rather stunned at how deep this went. That this is 20 years ago. It goes way back before that. This goes back hundreds of years.
Of course it does. And it's you know, Hollywood made movies about these concepts and ideas that we're talking about. Like, if you remember the Body Snatchers.
Sure.
Original
Kevin
one.
McCarthy, 1956.
Yeah. Yep. I met Kevin McCarthy in Studio City in a supermarket. We chit-chatted a little bit about that movie. And yeah, but you have to go to sleep, remember? You have to go to sleep
before
they can take you over.
Yep. Stay
and
awake.
What is that telling
stay
you?
Awake.
As long as you stay awake is one thing, but if you go to sleep and go watching a basketball game and drink your beer and go to sleep, slowly but surely, they will take you over. Oh, it's incredible. I've been watching it for a long time.
When you go
I don't
out,
know what to say about it.
When you go out in public, Jordan, and I would suggest this to everyone who's interested in really keeping track of what's happening, taking the pulse, if you will, go out and look at people's faces.
Yeah.
Just look in their eyes, and you'll see a lot. And there's really not much to see, but you'll see a lot of the same thing. Weariness, tiredness. You won't see honest smiles very often. The only people smiling are people being paid to smile, working in service businesses. Happy, have a nice day, have a nice day. And people say that to me, I often will say, well, thank you, but I've got other plans. it's so nauseating. Have a nice day.
Yep.
Well, anyway.
And then that's
happiness, Jordan, happiness.
Well, what was that song? Remember the song, Be Happy, Don't Worry, Be Happy?
Yeah.
Don't worry, just be happy. And brainless, useless, uneducated, have no idea in the world where you are, where you're going, what you can do about it, but just be happy. I see the masses of people being manipulated and driven like, you know what? It occurred to me, Jeff, remember the old cowboy movies years ago when the cattle rustlers and the cattle ranchers, and they wanted to stampede the herd, or they wanted to direct the herd back into the yard. The cowboys would run around and shooting guns and rant and raving and yelling, and it would scare the whole herd of cows. And before you know it, they're all running. They're
sure.
Stampeding.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's happening today. Well organized. You got, like cowboys with the guns, but you got these politicians with guns, and they're ranting and raving about what they're going to do, and they're firing guns here and setting off missiles there and firing this bomb here and blowing up that building. They're trying to scare the cattle. The millions mm-hmm. and millions of people mm-hmm. collectively, they are frightening the people into their operation, into their prisons. And so that's what's happening. They're frightening the people, and the people are scared, so they go wherever they've been directed to go. There doesn't seem to be any ability to think on their own ever again. Nobody seems to be able to think for themselves.
No, thinking requires questioning. That puts people at a stressful disadvantage. That things aren't controllable. They have to ask questions. It's not good for people to do that anymore. They don't like it. You're not supposed to ask questions. You're supposed to just be happy. Just remember, everything is under control. We've got it. Just put Hillary in the White House and everything will be just fine.
Yep.
Never mind, your neighbors will soon come straight from Somalia. you'll be down on your knees praying five times to Mecca, or you'll be dead.
Yep, and I don't know what to say about it, because I came across something. Well, I wish I had it in front of me, because I'd love to quote that thing. I'll find it maybe in a minute, but it just talked about all the places in the world that Muslims are unhappy. You know, they're unhappy in their land. They're unhappy.
Jeez, they're unhappy everywhere.
They're unhappy everywhere.
Yeah.
And what little bit of happiness that Muslims have is in the foreign countries like America and Canada and New Zealand, and the Western countries. They at least are happy to be there. So they're not back in their own countries. But the problem is, then where they are happy, they want to change those places that they're happy in to be more like the country they've come from, where they were unhappy. So it's just lunacy. But then again, when you begin to do the kind of thing I've been doing all my life, is looking at the religions of the people and where the religions have come from and what they're actually made up of. And when you see that Islam is same thing, same identical religion as Judaism, Islam, same thing as Hinduism. It all goes back to the worship of the moon gods. Yahweh, the Jehovah, is a moon god. Moses was the leader of a lunar moon cult. The Jews count their days from sundown to sundown. Not from when the sun comes up, no, from the sun going down to the sun down the next day.
Exactly.
Is the Jewish day. Why? Because that's when the moon comes out.
There you go. Yeah.
And so once you understand it, do some reading into comparative religions and do it for about 40 years. It'll dawn on you what's going on, that all these ancient religions are all based on sex, drugs, stupidity, moon worship, blood sacrifices, pornography. It's all an extraordinary betrayal of the human mind for what's been going on for tens of thousands of years in religion. So that's why it doesn't surprise me where we, the human race, finds itself today. We are in serious trouble, and we have no idea how we got here or what we're going to do about it. And the problem is, well, I don't think we're going to do anything about it, because, as I've said before, the people have no power, because knowledge is power. And again, people in the Western world are so incredibly ignorant. They have no idea what their enemy is doing. They have no idea in the world. When you look at the communist world movement that is now ruling America, I'm not impressed with the Soviet communist system. I mean, it fell because it wasn't worth a damn. Most people do not realize that the Soviet communist system was, first of all, broke and was going under, mm-hmm. and America had to finance it. The Federal Reserve, and listen to this, the Federal Reserve sent the plates to America's, to the Federal Reserve notes, sent the plates for hundreds and 50s and 20s. They sent the plates over to the Soviet Union for the communists to print their own money. The Federal Reserve sent plates to Russia so the Russians could print the money, because it was very difficult, if not impossible, for the Federal Reserve to send hundreds of millions of dollars back in 1940s and 50s to the Soviet Union. It would have caused a lot of questions. Why is the Federal Reserve sending hundreds of millions of dollars to the Communist Party when they're starving and feeding them and giving them money? So therefore, to make sure that doesn't happen, the Federal Reserve sent the plates over to Lenin and Trotsky so that they could print their own money. I'm just amazed. And people don't know that world communism, all this bullshit today with Marxist communism and everybody prancing around, they have no idea in the world. America came up with this idea. We financed it.
Yeah.
It's a trick.
It's all trickery.
And it's all trickery, and it worked beautiful. It's worked fine, because nobody seems to have the IQ to look into the history of where all of this machinations, secret societies, secret groups, fraternal orders operating, they call them, today we call it organized crime, shit, you want to talk about organized crime, go back to the 1880s, 1870s, and look at the founding of the corporation called United States Corporation.
That's right.
Yeah, it's an amazing amount of knowledge that people have just been completely past them. They have no idea in the world any of this even existed. When I talk to people about the United States Corporation as opposed to the United States of America, the Republic, they have no idea in the world what I'm talking about. I can see it. Their glassy eyes, they just glass over, and they have no comprehension in their mind of what I'm talking about. So, you know, how are you going to save a nation? Who was it that said, that made the statement that if you expect to be free and stupid, you're expecting something that's never been and never will be? If you think you're going to be free and stupid, you got another thing coming. Stupid people get ripped all the time. And so, you know, that's why the system does not want people educated, because if you get educated people, they start thinking, and all of a sudden they start putting the putting all this stuff together and figuring out we've been had.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's going to be some serious trouble. I mean, you get Americans riled up once they find out what's really going on. They're going to be
see,
real
that,
unhappy.
Well, see, now this is the great American redneck that may come to our aid and may save us. See, people mock
right.
The rednecks. Redneck Americans, they're maybe in some ways the last of the Americans.
I think that's exactly right. I'm tending to feel that, you know, that whatever their faults are, they may be the only last ones who at least understand human integrity and freedom.
Yeah.
They don't want people coming into their home, busting into their homes, and taking something that they have. So at least they understand the concept.
That's true. It's true. You think about it. They've been the butt of so many jokes, but when push comes to shove, they're going to stand up.
Yep. They'd be the only ones who will. So I just watch this monstrosity unveiling itself in front of us. You know, and it's I don't know what to say about it.
I don't know. Hold on a minute, Jordan. We have to pause. We'll come right back. Oh, and by the way, Jordan, with no fanfare, and I think it's called City Hall Park in New York, they went ahead and erected that two-thirds the size replica of the Temple Arch of Baal in New York. That's up now. So is the one in Trafalgar Square. And there's supposedly 1,000 of them that have been earmarked to be produced and put all over the world, de facto announcing that the planet is now satanic. So hold on a minute, we'll be right back. Back with Jordan and all of you folks.
Yep.
And, okay, what was, I said something right before the break. I can't remember what it was. Anyway.
Well, I will say this, that I have a video that I've been working on for quite a few years, and I finally got it finished.
Oh.
It's been many years wanting to be produced, and I finally, you know, got it done little by little over the period of quite a few years, and I finally got it done. And I'm going to make it available probably within a week on my website, jordanmaxwellshow.com. There will be a new banner advertising a video So about an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes, something like that, on this subject of the secret societies and how it has been put together in America with the symbols, the words, the pictures, all of this whole monstrosity, the way it's been put together to rape North America and Canada. And so it's very difficult to tell people this. You need to see it.
Right.
So that's what that's 95% of what I do, is you have to see the thing yourself and see the pictures, the documents, and how it all came together and who's financing it, where it's all come from. So I'll make that available probably within a week on my website. My website is Jordan Maxwell Show. Anything else out there with Jordan Maxwell on it is not me. It's Jordan Maxwell Show. And on the Jordan Maxwell Show, I have a second website, which is mine, and it's called the Research Society. And that's a research website, but I own both. They're both mine. So, but there are others out there with my name on it that are not mine. And so I just want people to know that I have a real incredible video that I've been working on for many years, finally got it put together, and I'll be making it available. And it's a real doozy.
Well, send me the cover art and a description of it, and I'll link to it.
I would appreciate it, because it's something I think people need to see before the election. It's something you really need to see about American politics and what's going on behind the scenes you didn't know. So I really think that this would make an incredible difference in the whole apparatus of America if people saw this video. Because, like I said, I got started on it back in 1967. Now, that's a long time ago, and I've been putting it together piece by piece until finally, against all odds, I finally got it put together. And so I'll be making that available on my website probably within a week. Just want everyone to know
about it. What's it going
to
be called, Jordan?
It's going to be called Cosmocratorus. It's a Greek word, Cosmocratorus. And it simply means, the word cosmos means the world, and Kratorus means ruler, like Democrat and Plutocrat. So Kratorus means a ruler, and cosmos means the world. And so what I'm talking about is the hidden world rulers, what the symbols mean, what the terms mean, how they set up governments and insurance companies and the courts, the whole entire apparatus over the human race, and how it was put together, what the words mean. So it's a hell of a project that I've been working on, you know, for many years. I finally got it done. So.
Well, congratulations on that. So there'll be more coming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a lot more stuff before I leave this world. I have a lot of stuff I've been wanting to tell the people, and I'm finally getting into a position where I can do it. So,
all right, well, give me one example. What do you want to tell? Do you want to tell people anything tonight you haven't been able to tell them before? I don't want to push you, but that would be fun. Or something that we haven't talked about that... it's really important. I mean, the idea that the world is run by a satanic sex pedophile death
murderous
cult is something that most people could never accept, let alone even confront intellectually. But it's true.
Oh, of course it's true. And the whole something that is very important, that, and I think even more so right now at this very moment, that the world of mankind is totally unaware of, and that is the words. What do the words mean? That we use words continually, never realizing the actual and point of fact meaning of the word. And classic example, which I am working on, which I put into this new video, is the word democratic or democracy. What does that actually mean? And so when you find out where that word actually came from, it has nothing to do with the old ancient Greeks and the so-called democratic regimes of ancient Greece. No, the chief librarian of the Library of Congress was a man named, and he's still there today, is James Billington. you don't get any more mainstream and important in academia than being the chief librarian for the Library of Congress. And he wrote a book called Fire and the Minds of Men, where he outlined exactly what's going on today. When you use the word Democratic Party, the word democracy or Democratic Party, here's what it actually in fact means. It doesn't mean what you think it does. It hasn't got a damn thing to do with what the whole people want, you know, what the people in the street want. No, no. We ain't never cared what the people in the street want. Like George Carlin said, it's a big club and you ain't in it. So,
you want to hear some good news? Hold your thought. George Carlin recorded a well over 1 hour routine, all new material, and it happened, he recorded it right before 9/11. Some of it was, he thought, in poor taste considering what had just happened. It has never been heard, and it is going to be released very soon now.
I'll bet it's a hot one, boy.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm just saying that there's some really important information that has been kept from the people of my country and of this country. And the whole idea is to divide and conquer. And so that's what's happened.
That's all they do, slice and dice, absolutely.
That's it. Yeah. They slice and dice, divide and conquer, dividing everybody against each other so that, you know, collectively as Americans, we cannot stand for anything. So if you don't stand for something, you fall for anything. And so that's what's happening.
Another great Maxwell line.
Yeah, but it's true.
Wonderful.
If you don't stand together, if your family and your family does not stand together, the mother, the father, and the children, and the grandchildren, et cetera, and the grandparents, if your family doesn't stay together and stand together, then what have you got? You got nothing. You got chaos.
Chaos is the real currency of subjugation. That's how they purchase all their control, with the currency of chaos. They love it.
You got that right. Order out chaos. Order out of the chaos.
Yeah.
And, God knows. So anyway, I've just been doing the best I can for many years, but
your best, Jordan, is far beyond the ability of most people, period. Jordan Maxwell is literally carrying and has spawned the careers of dozens of internet figures, all right? Just think about that.
Well,
and not one of them has thanked him.
I only had one that did thank me. And it's true. I mean, I have contributed to financially and every other way.
Oh, yeah. My website is, I put a little note up there, it's the most plagiarized site on the internet, and it is. Mm-hmm. I get stories sent to me that I have written the titles for or made changes in the text from sites all over the world. And it's funny when I get my own stuff. Hey, Jeff, look at this. And I ran it 3 days ago. But whatever. Okay, just so the stuff gets out there. That's what counts. But there's no honor among thieves. And there's so many thieves on both sides of the fence, the mainstream media and the alternative media. It doesn't matter. People are people. They're thieves. They tend to be more, I think, more dishonorable on our side of the fence because they're not working for big corporations. Yeah. They'll do what they're told. On this side, they can kind of do what they want. And that opens the door to all kinds of larceny and chicanery and you name it, and it goes on.
Yeah.
Whatever. Pretty soon, every other person is going to have his or her own talk show on the net. Watch. There's so many now, I can't believe it. Everybody's a talk show host.
Yep, you got it.
With at least five people listening. Yeah.
Well, and you know, I remember many, many years ago, a teacher made the point, and I think it's still important today. If you lie and you tell a lie, that does not make you a liar. Because you lied to someone or always lying to people, does not make you a liar. You are a liar to start with. So that's why you lie. You lie because that's who you are to begin with, is a liar.
Another Maxwellism. Good. Very good. Yeah, so, there's so much truth. The way you phrase things and often present them, they're perfect. That's, yeah, another great example of it. Perfect. All right, now, the new video is coming out. How are you, without getting into specifics, how are you doing with this horrible court thing that we talked about briefly last time? Is it moving toward, now it's under the, it's in, excuse me, it's in the hands, almost sneezed, it's in the hands of the feds. So it's out of your hands. The federal government is prosecuting this outrageous horror that's been forced on you, that happened to you. So where is that? When is that supposed to go to trial?
All right, well, look at, there were two separate cases here, actually three separate lawsuits I'm involved in because of these people who have done this to me. Three totally different separate cases. And so each one's waiting on the other one to see what's going to happen before they do anything. Huh. Well, we won the state case. That's over. So I won that one.
Uh-huh.
But now the only thing we're waiting on is the federal case now. And the federal, in point of fact, does not really involve me. It involves a radio station and the producers of a radio program. But I'm involved in it. So therefore, I'm waiting too to see what's going to happen. But at this point, I won the state case. That's over.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're waiting to see what the federal government's going to do about this federal case, because I mean, it is serious. I mean, these people have filed affidavits with the federal government, with the Department of Copyright and Trademark Department, with the California state courts, and on all of their affidavits, they're saying something different on every one. And so that's serious when you're filing affidavits, you know, with one agency of the federal government, then filing another one a few months later saying something totally different, then filing another one on the state level saying something totally different. One day, all of that stuff's going to catch up to you and bite you in the ass. It's going to be bad when this thing comes down. There's a lot of felonies involved in this stuff. So we're just waiting to see where the federal government's going to go with this big case. And I'm just sitting here waiting.
Oh, well, this will be interesting. I'm glad and very thankful to hear that you are in a position now to be able to sit back and watch.
They've been through hell. Yeah, these people have been, for 6 years, these people have been sending out cease and desist letters to anybody who had me on radio or television or speak at any event. They would send out cease and desist. Well, now we actually have a California judge rendering the opinion that they had no right to do that to me from day one. Every single thing they have done, the California state court said, was totally illegal, unlawful, and had no basis for them to do that to me, to keep me off the air and keep me from doing radio. But now we, of course, know why they wanted to do that. They don't want me talking about what they're doing because it's bad for business. When I tell people that my website, you're sending money and buying products from my website, it's not my website. It was taken from me. Somebody else is making the money. So if you're getting, emails asking for contributions and donations,
don't do
it. That's not me.
This is Jordan right now, and this is, you don't go to jordanmaxwell.com.
That's right. It does not belong to me.
Not now. Maybe at some point in the future, we will tell you. And if you have gone there and bought something, enjoy it, use it. Jordan would like that, but he didn't get a damn penny for it. So
nothing. Zero. No. And most important, I want people to know, is that with all the other, with everything that was taken from me, even more important was my email list of 27,000 people. Therefore, for the past 6 years, these people who took this from me have been answering my personal emails and emailing my personal friends around the world asking for donations and signing my name to it. Hi, this is Jordan Maxwell, and I'm asking you, could you help me by sending me some money, a donation of this and that, or buy these products? And people think, well, that's Jordan writing me. No, for 6 years, they have been writing my personal email people, and anytime I get personal email on the old website, they answer with my name. They sign my name to it, making the world think that it's me answering. So I need people to understand. Six years, I have never answered or heard anything from my website. Nothing. Zero. No money. No communication, nothing.
Okay,
they've taken it from me.
Please go to Jordan's real site now and understand that for $30, you can join for life the most astonishing archive of material that has ever been brought to bear on all of us on the Internet. Give them the site again so they know which one to go to.
Yes, Jordan Maxwell Show. Very simple, S-H-O-W. Go to Jordan Maxwell Show, and on there you will see a button. It's advertised pretty heavy. It's a button that says Research Society. Click on that, and all it is a new website in which I'm uploading all of my research over the years. I've been saving it all, pictures, documents, audio, video, documents, all kinds of research material that you're not going to see anywhere. Nobody's going to know anything about this. But I've been collecting it for years, and it's called the Jordan Maxwell Show, but it's also called the Research Society. So click on that and join. And every day we're putting on new stuff, every day. It's massive, but we got massive more coming.
Well, I'm so happy you found someone to work with you who can back all this up, protect it, and make sure that it gets loaded properly. It sounds like the guy really cares.
No, this wonderful, wonderful friend who's been there for me and doesn't ask for anything, and he's been doing it for years.
Wow.
And he's a
real friend.
Top of the line computer guy, and I thank God that I have dear friends like that. And of course, the man that helped me with my radio show, I do have dear good friends who are helping me now, finally.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, well, I go back to way back when you first started to spend time on this program, and you've been through a hell of a lot. God.
And most people don't have any idea.
I do. I've talked most every place you've had to go live. Well, in fact, as you know, I had a place up here for you. If you wanted to come up this way, so I've been watching it, all of it.
Yeah, I don't have a home for 26 years ago. I just have to live in other people's homes.
Yeah,
where
well, if you
now,
ever
I'm,
that
I'm,
one
I'm,
up yep. here that we talked about is still here. So
is it really?
Oh yeah.
Well, let's talk about that later because I might have to be moving again. And see, every so often I have to move when the people I'm living with, they need the room, or they're selling the house, or they got family coming, and I have to pack everything
up. We'll talk.
Call around and try and find somebody else I can stay with.
We'll get you situated up here if you need to.
Oh, I would love that.
You would really like it up here. It's really
nice. No doubt about it. So.
Well, that's
all right.
Good.
Well, anyway, I appreciate being able to come on the show, and I'm going to plan some really, really devastating stuff that we can do on the show very soon. And I've just been trying to put together this video, and I've been busy with that and the court thing and the trials and all that. But now that I won that case, and that's great, because that is that's off my plate now. Now I can get back to what I was doing before I was jumped on and sued. And I'll let you know what's going to happen on that federal case. It's going to be happening real soon.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is good. And it's, again, so nice that you can sit back and not have to directly carry the emotional, intellectual burden of this, that the feds have it. They see this as a real problem.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going after it. I wonder if these thieves might just leave the country.
Well, I heard, I don't know for sure, but I heard that the federal government has pulled their passport.
Ah, very smart. Yep. I didn't want to bring that up, but
pulled
that's
their
good.
Passport and said, no, thank you, son. You got some payback coming, and you ain't going nowhere.
Oh, Jordan, that's okay, good.
Okay, I love it.
That's good. It sounds maybe like for once our much maligned and mocked and derided, and with good reason, judicial system may work properly. Let's hope.
I hope. I hope.
It's been too much. Now, are you appearing down there in the L.A. area anywhere on a quasi-regular basis or anything?
No, actually, I have so many opportunities, incidentally, to travel internationally from all over the world. I have invitations to go and speak at conferences.
Well, what the hell?
No, I don't go because for many reasons. One, I'm too old and too tired and too sick to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And second, I have been warned by some very important people in government have come to me in private and said, don't leave this country. You're being watched. You have enemies. And
well, they, you know, that's I think long ago we talked about that. That's why I don't. And you have no security when you leave this country.
That's right.
And it's not that good here. But you leave this country and you go to Ecuador or whatever and... They got death squads all over the place. No problem.
Well, I told you what happened to me when I had to move and I had no place to go and no money and no place to go. Period. And so I have a friend down in Panama. And he said, "Well, come down. I'll pay for everything. You come down and live with me." Well, thank God, either that or live under a bridge.
Yeah.
So I packed up everything and went down to stay.
Well,
with
you
him.
Used to call me from down there. We used to
talk. Yeah, of course. And everything what little bit I had left that had been stolen, I shipped down there. And the day it was supposed to be delivered to me down there, I get a phone call saying that area burned up. There was a bad fire, and all your stuff was burned to the ground. So I'm sorry, there's nothing left. It's gone.
God.
Everything. All my work is gone.
I remember.
So I know that when I'm being told people are watching you, you better stay here.
No, that's words to the wise. All right. Well, you'll be here and wherever else you want to appear, so we'll have you on the radio.
Oh, I dearly thank you for that.
Of course.
Your friendship.
Okay.
Okay. I guess we'll talk later then.
Take care, Jordan.
You too. Night. Bye-bye.
One and only, Jordan Maxwell, and... He's a remarkable man. This has been a real ordeal for him. Okay, we will be back tomorrow night. Hope to have the pleasure of your company once again. Take care.